I always wanted to be a dentist. Open wide, Mr. Pratchett.
College in Meadville, Pennsylvania, this is Trigger Ethics, a 7-part radio mini-series. Previously on Trigger Ethics.
You know, as a child, I hadn't planned on my current vocation. I always wanted to be a dentist. Open wide, Mr. Pratchett.
You're just angry because you got shut.
No, I'm angry because Pratchett's gone.
Let's see what she's up to.
Let me assure you, Mr. Forsythe, the takeover, though it has had its bumps, is on schedule.
Father Rosewood, we have one who wishes to join our congregation.
Oh? Who might you be?
My Christian name is Greco Rain.
I have made an executive decision.
What?
I don't trust him.
No, wait!
And now, episode 6, The Corporate Church.
Somewhere nice and safe, I assure you. There is no chance we will be overheard. I can promise you that.
You're Hale?
Ah. I assume that Mr. Dreely had a loose tongue before his demise. No matter. You won't be able to pass on my identity much longer.
Isn't the assassin supposed to kill the target, not capture him?
All in good time, Mr. Westcott. I so wanted to see your face. Do you like opera, Mr. Westcott?
Where did they find you?
It wasn't easy, I assure you. Only the most determined clients can procure my services. Mr. Westcott, do you recognize that smell?
No.
I think if you take the time, you'll find a very slight hint of spices on the air. We are in an abandoned soap factory.
Why are we in a soap factory?
I think, Mr. Westcott, you'll appreciate the answer. I have decided, in light of those most inspiring eyes of yours, to spare your face. Hence, I'm going to be using a slightly different method from my usual modes.
Which would be?
In good time, Mr. Westcott. Do you know what they use to make soap, Mr. Westcott? There are, of course, the scents, but most of it is, in fact, fat. However, the most interesting ingredient, in my opinion, of this age-old recipe is this.
And that is?
Lye.
Ah! 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 Ah!
Most certainly the sweetest music. That feel a little better? It's just a little bit of vinegar. I thought I'd give you a brief pause during this slow part. Here comes the second movement. Ready, Mr. Westcott? The bottle is mostly full still. It's a lengthy opera. Seems we have company, Mr. Westcott. Perhaps our audience would like to come out rather than slinking in the shadows. No.
Ah! 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 Ah!
Whoever you are causing your friend quite a lot of pain. Save him the agony and reveal yourself. Ah! My hand! You will live to regret that, and then you will die. Fine. If you won't come out, I will come and find you. Brass. Aha! You didn't think I knew you were with Westcott. Though I'm rather surprised you came back for him. That was a clumsy clatter you made there. Not hit yet. How very unfortunate. But this game is beginning to try my patience, Brass. Surrender yourself now, and I won't shoot Westcott. 3, 2, 1. How disappointing. Fiend.
Vinegar, now!
What? No thank you?
Get me out of this chair.
Well, it's nice to see you too.
Thanks. Did you get her?
Yes. She's very dead.
Hand me your gun. I want to shoot her again.
Here, I brought yours.
Thanks.
Okay. She has no face. I think you got her.
Did you get Decker?
No. I barely got away. They took my gun, Yabby.
So you took it off a dead guard, remember?
It has a sentimental value.
Any idea where Decker is now?
Some woman said something about a meeting at the sponsored church at 4:30. But I've had enough of this, Yabby. You're on your own this time.
So that's it? You're leaving?
Obviously. Brass has better things to do.
But Brass?
No. No buts. I'm gone.
Don't get shot.
I won't. By the way, you owe me two now.
You can't come in through the back way, go around, and buy a ticket.
Here's my ticket.
You're going to have to do a little better than $300.
Here, about this watch.
Enjoy the show, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourselves for the greatest religious experience of your lives. I'm proud to introduce to you the legend who brought you such sermons as Holy Flakes Breakfast Cereal is the Breakfast of Saints, The Corporate Ladder is the Only Way to Heaven, and Embezzlement, a One-Way Ticket to Hell. The one, the only, Archpriest Johnny the Absolver Carmichael!
Welcome, disciples! Are you ready to get holy? I can't hear you. Now that's more like it. Is it a great day or what? And who do we have to thank for this beautiful day? Pinnacle Arms Incorporated. That's right, disciples. And it just gets better. There's a new flavor in everybody's lips. You know what I'm talking about. Gunsmoke cigarettes. Now, usually, disciples, smoking is prohibited in the worship area. But today, smoke them if you got them! Now that we're all smoking, and I assume that you're all smoking like good disciples, it's time to get serious, but only for a moment after this short message.
Need a promotion at the office? Why not get the divine on your side? With the new Virtue hair product line, your boss can't miss how flake-free and holy your hair is. Comes in 3 hallowed scents.
Thanks, Barb. I just might try that myself. I'll bet halos are sold separately. Back to the serious chat. Now, nobody can deny the recent drop in Pinnacle stock, but those who see this as a failing in the company are horribly mistaken. This is not a failure of the company, but a failure that rests on your shoulders. That's right, my disciples. The stock is falling due to the unfaithfulness in the...
Excuse me, I'm headed upstairs.
It's okay. There's a way out. If you want the divine forgiveness, all you have to do is pay a small fee. For only 3 easy payments of $19.95, you too can be forgiven. And I can't stress enough that you need to find more.
How can I help you, sir?
Could you please direct me to Ms. Decker's office?
Third down the hall and to the right, and who might you be, sir?
Sorry about that.
My disciples, it is time now, with your renewed zeal, to fight the abhorrent plague on this society's heart, the underground church. I know, my disciples, I know. Those most unholy beggars are a plague on every one of us. But don't worry, the company is strong, and how could it not be with divine support and a leader such as the great Gudden?
Gudden is blessed with the brilliance and strength to lead us through these troubled times.
That's a bit better. Now we should be able to discuss without distraction.
Are you sure that meeting in such a public place is a good idea?
This box is secure, and who would be paying attention to us in the midst of this circus? Our company hires the best showmen.
Very well. Are we still on schedule?
Yes, it would appear someone else is taking care of the Dreely problem already.
And Gudden?
His security force is now my security force, and they have their orders.
And Westcott, have you finally taken care of that loose cannon?
You don't need to worry about Westcott.
Start worrying.
Reckoning is upon you.
Fan out, keep them covered and your eyes peeled. Don't shoot till Father Rosewood gives the command.
Is this your idea of under control, Decca?
Don't worry, Mr. Forsythe. Westcott is a moral man. He won't shoot us in cold blood.
Decker, because of you, I was wrongfully sent to jail. Lived on the run as a wanted man, was captured by a madwoman, and tortured. I'm going to kill you.
I'm having serious doubts about your judgment, Decker.
One moment, Westcott. There's something you need to see.
Don't move. I'll take it myself. Where is it?
In my purse.
Try anything, and you'll end up like Dreely. And Hale. What is this?
A heat-sensitive smoke grenade.
Decker!
Don't shoot, blind boy. You hit me?
Decker, get back here.
Leon, what are you doing here?
Joseph, where's Decker?
She hasn't come this way in a long time.
Hear me, oh wretched heretics. Repent and renounce this mockery of worship, and you may go in peace.
Now hold on just a minute, people, hold on. Now is not the time to lose faith. Are you ready to see the strength of the company beat down this filthy pretender? You, yeah, you! I'm talking to you, Rothwood, Rosemud, whatever your name is. Are you ready to see who the divine is really rooting for?
You would dare to raise the sword against me?
Well, in a civilized world, we use guns, not swords. Bard, bring me my brand new X338 Epic Destroyer 4000. That's right, disciples. The X338 is a state-of-the-art weapon brought to you by Pinnacle Arms. It fires a .534 Magnum round with a magazine of 14 shots. It has three laser sights and an incinerator attachment. That's right, disciples, a pistol with a flamethrower. I like to call her the Ender. Buy yours today for only 20 easy payments of $35.99. And if you buy now, we'll include a free Gudden bobblehead so that your mantle can hold the strength of the company.
Know you no fear. No shame. You are the son of a man, yet a worm. Your wickedness shall be torn from the earth by the storm of the righteous.
Ooh, I'm shaking in my boots, people. Come on upstage if you can get up here without tripping, Redwood. Oh, we have an acrobat, disciples. I'll bet it's from all those times he ran away.
The mockery of the thoughtless holds no sway.
Right. Let me tell you how this game works, Roseflood. Music will play, and when it stops, I shoot you while you fumble. Barb starts that track of exciting sounds brought to us by Pinnacle Records. Don't think you can jump over this shot. The Epic Destroyer has a tracking system with three available upgrades.
Your reckoning is upon you. By morning, I will destroy all the wicked in the land, killing off all evildoers from this city.
A dirty beggar might just have killed your beloved Archpriest Carmichael, except for Pinnacle's new high-tech armor steel skin. I hope you like it hot, Runwood.
Your devil fire cannot harm me. Did Pinnacle hand you an invisible helmet as well? Evidently not. Recant your foul ways, lest you meet the fate of this loathsome puppet.
Bayer Hopkins, Mr. Coleman's office. How may I help you?
I need to speak to Mr. Coleman immediately. This is Miss Decker.
One moment, please. Thank you for calling Bayer Hopkins, the world's leader in pharmaceuticals, food production, and electronics. Your business is important to us. That's why every customer is our number one customer. Here at Bayer Hopkins, we strive to put you, the customer, first in all decisions we make. From production to distribution to prices, you come first.
Mrs. Decker, when we contacted you, you were given explicit instructions not to contact me unless it was an emergency. What is it?
Mr. Coleman, I regret to inform you that Mr. Forsythe is dead.
That is regrettable. But I don't understand why you're contacting me at the office.
The underground church has made a move against our sponsored church. I'm ready to initiate the final stages of our plan.
Very good. Call me when it's done.
What's going on?
Father Rosso decided it was time to move against our enemies.
What exactly are you planning?
Now that we've taken down Carmichael, it's time to take care of Gudden.
That's crazy. The brigade is too large. You'll be slaughtered.
I see you have arrived for the reckoning.
Listen to me, Father. This is a mistake. The Pinnacle building is heavily fortified, and the combined force of Pinnacle Security and the brigade vastly outnumbers you. Even if you somehow manage to win, there will be thousands dead.
It is the time for change. I see no alternative.
Let me go talk to Gudden. Decker has been pulling strings for another company. If I can stop Decker from killing Gudden, I should be able to convince him to give in to your demands.
We will not negotiate with such swine.
Even if everything goes according to your plan, the city will be in ruins. Without the command structure of the company, the city will fall into anarchy and be picked apart by those around it.
Perhaps. It is more than chance that has brought you here. I always wish to prevent needless death. I will give you this chance.
Do you recall, Father, what happened the last time we followed a plan of his?
Yes. We got the filters necessary for this assault. If Leon fails, we may still rain our fury upon these villains.
I trust in your wisdom, Father.
Good. Leon, we will fortify this building and hold off the brigade for 3 hours. I will send Joseph with you. He can contact me with his radio should you succeed.
Thank you, Father. That should be enough time.
Joseph knows our terms, though I expect with your experience you can aid him in negotiations.
Do you have a way in, Leon?
Yes, I have a few friends in the basement levels.
Go with fire, move like the storm wind, and render judgment with the sword upon flesh. Slay the corruption that has gripped us for too long. Godspeed.
Frank, open up. I need your help.
Leon, you're a wanted man. I can't let you in.
Frank, you've got to. Decker is going to kill Gudden.
I always had a funny feeling about that one. Come on in, just keep this quiet.
Thanks.
Who's that?
This is Joseph Alder.
That church leader who escaped? You want me to get in trouble?
It won't be an issue in about an hour.
Well, all right. But if you get caught, you force your way in. Understand?
Sure thing. Got anything laying around that we can, borrow?
Rifles, handguns, the usual assortment. Oh, and some satchel charges that were brought down from R&D today.
Satchel charges? Grab some of them, Joseph. They could be useful.
Where exactly are we going?
Straight to the top, Gudden's office.
Leon, how many floors are in this building?
150, but don't worry. Gudden's office is on 149.
There's an elevator, right?
Yes, but we won't be able to use the main elevators. They're too heavily guarded. We'll have to use service elevators and fire escapes to get to the top.
Great.
Good luck.
Bar the doors, board the windows, yet leave room for your rifles. Leave only one way out. We shall be a mighty fortress.
They're here.
Strike them down. Make them fear the hell. righteousness.
Surrender and lay down your weapons. This is the brigade. You are all under arrest.
Down with the Crim Caps. Down with Pinnacle. Down with tyranny.
Stay not your swords. The righteous shall prevail.
It sounds like they've got those heretics cornered in Carmichael's church. There's no way they can escape.
About time.
Hey, did you hear something?
Yeah. Be right back. It's Westcott!
This is Pinnacle Security Station 37. I request immediate backup. Westcott has been spotted in the building, armed and dangerous.
This is Officer Benson. Reinforcements are on the way. Do you copy?
I copy.
Your voice has been identified as Leon Westcott. Remain where you are. You're under arrest.
This is Mark. I have the prisoner at Station 12.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
But he's at Station 37.
Not anymore. Trust me.
Brass?
Way to ruin it, yuppie. Who's buying it?
What are you doing here?
I came to get my gun back.
Cut the chatter. Remain where you are. You're all under arrest.
Hey, yuppie. I'll meet you on floor 40.
There will be a welcoming party now. Move fast.
I move faster than you anyways.
Brass?
I don't see him. Or security anywhere.
There they are! Open fire!
Duck, quick!
How many are there?
Seven.
No, there are none. You owe me three, yuppie.
Did you find your gun?
No, but I think it's in the upper levels. Where are you headed, yuppie?
Gudden's office.
You'll never make it there alive. With him.
You've gotten this far.
I've already saved you once on the way. Reload, quick, before the door opens. Oh, hell.
Dispatch, this is Unit Gamma 3. One enemy down.
Trigger Ethics is written by Brian Kirkland, Christy Carlson, Allie Hefner, and Paul Jouett. Produced by Joshua Cyril White. Directed by Anna Heller-Seebach, with technical direction by Chris Preparato and Drew Perrone-Bruce, and music by Brandon Lichtinger and Michael Lloyd. This episode featured the vocal talents of Isaac Salapa as Leon, James Hollerman as Rosewood, Christine La Rochelle as Decker, Paul Jouett as Brass and Coleman, Tom Oak as Joseph, Kat Murphy as Hale, and James D'Amato as Carmichael, as well as the voices of Andrew Tarnowski, Allie Hefner, Pete Budzowski, Stephen Dixon, Ed Jenkins, Alyssa Gumkowski, Jonathan Davis, and Christine Zeal. Next time on Trigger Ethics.
I need to see Gudden immediately.
Decker, you look like you've just run a marathon.
We've stopped moving.
Commanders, is that a rail gun?
Yes, it is. If you hadn't surrendered, you'd be splattered on the wall.
Tank! They've breached the wall!
Do not retreat! Do not retreat!
You met thy end, mechanized beast!
I really think you should hear me out.
For more information on Trigger Ethics, you can visit the show's website at triggerethics.allegheny.edu. Trigger Ethics is a production of Allegheny College in Meadville, Pennsylvania. Copyright 2008.